get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's our host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to Think Realty Radio, the 1 hour. This show is going to be so cool, you're going to write in and say how cool the show was. Only because it's the Power Play with my good friend, Greg Rand. Greg, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks, Abhi.
You got it. You and I talk a lot offline, most of the time about markets and most of the time about potential deals and where things are headed. And we were texting back and forth a couple days ago and then again before the show, and you said, geez, you know, this real estate education market is really, really messed up. And, you know, on Think Realty Radio, we, you and I do our best to shine the light on what's happening, relevant news, topic strategies, et cetera. But, you know, I do want to talk a little bit about real estate education. And you had a very interesting experience in Charlotte very recently about this specific thing. Take the mic and kind of give us a little background and what you experienced and what was happening and what's good with it or what's not.
Sure. Well, it was, the funny experience was that I was driving around in Charlotte and I noticed at two different intersections about 20 minutes apart, I saw two different signs. They were different colors, different sizes. They said the exact same thing. They said, and I jotted it down because it was funny, "We buy houses fast cash." And the fast cash was in all caps with two exclamation points. And so somebody made that sign green and white. Somebody else made it white and black. Same exact verbiage, and I knew immediately that somebody had been through selling snake oil, because that's the surest sign that somebody did a seminar, right? How to get rich in real estate. Come to my seminar. Mm-hmm. You go to the seminar, and you learn techniques like that, like putting signs in the ground saying, "We buy houses fast cash." But here's what's behind that, okay? The technique behind that is you don't have to have any of your own money. You go find somebody who sees that sign and is desperate to want to sell their property for whatever reason, okay? They've got a financial hardship, loss of a job, going into foreclosure, haven't paid their taxes in 5 years. Whatever it is, the house is in terrible disrepair, and they want fast cash. That's why that was in all caps with two exclamation points. And what you're taught to do is find out just how ignorant this person is with respect to the value of their property, right? So I know the house is worth 200 grand, but this person thinks it's worth, if I start throwing around things like 110, 120, if I see them kind of light up, like I can get 120K, right? Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden, you know, you got one. And one is a sucker, somebody who doesn't know to go on Zillow and see what the house is worth, doesn't realize they could list it with any realtor in town in the condition that it's in and sell it for a much better price than half of what it's worth. But that's when you think you got a live one. And the whole nature of it is what you do is you offer that person a $500 deposit to hold the property.
Yeah.
And then you go out and try to find someone to buy it at 175 and you make the difference. And that's called a contract flip or flip. It's called a lot of things. What I call it is snake oil, because what you're doing is the educator is who I blame on this. They are teaching somebody to go out and prey on the misfortune and uneducated with respect to the ways of real estate, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But the key is the person who goes to that seminar, you've heard these things on the radio probably. You've seen them advertised. Come to the free seminar, learn how to build wealth in real estate. You get there to the free seminar and you find out that if you really want to learn the system, because they don't quite give you enough to really know what to do, the system's going to cost you $20,000.
That's right.
And yeah. And so I used to make this joke, but then Noel, you know, Noel Christopher from Renters Warehouse, he's a colleague of mine.
Guy.
He comes on the show quite a bit. He actually called me on a Sunday one day saying, "I can't believe what I just heard, Greg. I'm in a seminar in Chicago. I wanted to come. It's a big one. There's 500 people in the room and these guys are doing the typical, you know, sell them the system." They literally just said, "It's $20,000 and it sounds like a lot, but the first thing we're going to teach you is how to make it all back. The first deal you're going to do is make it all back. We're going to show you how to make money in real estate with no money down."
Right.
And it goes back to the same thing. I always make the joke with you about how these knuckleheads are saying you can make money, you can make wealth in real estate with no money down, because you give all the money to them for them to teach you how to make it with no money down. So literally this guy at the stage was saying exactly that. "Give me 20 grand. I'll show you the secrets how you can make that money back right away, and then you're going to be rich, and you'll have a yacht like me and a Lamborghini, et cetera.
Yeah.
So when I see we buy houses fast cash on two different signs by two different people, I know the snake oil people came through, and the message that I want to bring to the world is don't pay for real estate education. Okay? There have been people ever since the guy selling the snake oil, like, you know, originally snake oil was a guy selling an elixir that would cure anything, right? Back in the Wild West, the guy would roll up with his donkey cart and he would sell you some stuff that came from the venom of snakes that would cure whatever ails you, and people would pay, and then he'd get in on his donkey cart and get the heck out of town before anybody figured out that it was not going to work. And real estate's always been one of those places where that genre had a home, no pun intended.
And people can get away with anything.
You can get, and part of the reason why people show up for real estate education that sells snake oil is that the world is full of people, and somebody listening right now knows that they may be one of them, who love the idea of investing in real estate, who have witnessed a relative or a neighbor or a friend who have done it, who have this thing wired into them. They understand philosophically this idea of buying pieces of this country is a good idea. But where are you going to go? Who are you going to go to for help, right? The industry of realtors never gave a darn about this. They never learned how to do it.
Yep.
The Wall Street people obviously aren't going to do it. It's houses. Commercial real estate industry, they'll sell you a building, an apartment building, an office building, a shopping center, but they won't sell you rental homes.
Yep.
And so for the small investor, there was no place to turn, which is why, by the way, Renters Warehouse bought Own America, my old company, and why we're building a national real estate brand specifically for this. But in the process, snake oil's days are numbered across the board, okay? Whether it's Instagram, YouTube, and everything else, there's enough people out there that are giving it all away the way you and I do in the hopes of monetizing that relationship in some other way, right? I want to give everything that we know. We used to charge for our training courses. We give them away now. And the reason is that I'd rather you learn the right system for free, and then maybe you're going to hire us to help you find the properties, sell you the properties, manage the property for you. So we have ways of making money.
And that's the way that you should be doing it. Yeah, and that's the way you should be doing it, right? Even like a turnkey provider, for example, right? The same thing there. It's provide the education. Talk a lot about the market if you specialize in a market. Don't charge for the education. And then because of the value that you've given to somebody, very much the Gary Vee content model, right? Because of the value that
exactly
you've given
right.
to somebody.
Yeah. Give it away.
Totally.
I mean, he's taking on exactly that. He's taking on all the people that are on Instagram saying, check out my Lambo, check out my Rolex,
yep.
Give me $5,000 and I'll show you how you can too. We're taking on in very much the same way the people who are saying, first of all, here's the clue. If you were on a hike, and there was a little stream on the side of the trail, and you went down and started washing, you know, just put some water in your face and cool off, and you saw something glimmering under the surface there, and you reached in, you pulled out a gold nugget, would you tell anybody about that? Right? Would you run off and say, everybody, come here, look what I found. I found gold. I found a way to get rich. Just the very notion that somebody has figured out the secret of getting rich with no money down, and their first instinct is to rent the ballroom at the Holiday Inn and then tell everybody they can find, just, you know, it's not true. It can't be true. If it was that good, they wouldn't be telling you about it,
yep.
right? And if it was that good, they'd be doing that. They think the way to get rich is to sell you snake oil. So that's what they're doing for a living. You know, you check out the schedule. If somebody's coming through your town to sell you some snake oil, go to the website. See how many dates they're doing. See if they're not doing Charlotte on Tuesday, Raleigh on Wednesday, you know, Wilmington on Thursday, and then figure out, when does this guy have all this time to make all this money with this great system he's developed?
Right. It's like
if he's on the road every day.
Right. It's like you're going on tour like a rock star band. That's
yeah.
exactly what's happening.
And when do you, so if the system is so good and you can just print money all day long, what are you doing at the Holiday Inn circuit? Right. The answer is there is no system. It's snake oil.
Right.
So
well, you're printing
you
money.
You mix up the snake oil.
All right. You're printing money at the Holiday Inn circuit. That's where you're really making
exactly,
money.
Exactly. Yeah. You're extracting it from Nimrod's.
That's right. We got to go to break. When we come back, your questions answered right here on Think Realty Radio. You want to ask a question? It's super easy to do it. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. On the right side, you'll see a little form. Punch in your name, your question, hit submit, and we'll answer it right here on Think Realty Radio. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
Real estate notes give you immediate cash flow without tenants, repairs, or property taxes. With PaperSourceOnline.com, you buy a note, you become the banker, you decide how much interest you'll earn, and bankers never get phone calls from tenants. How do you get started? Take the free e-course by Bill Mancaro of The Paper Source. Bill's been buying notes for over 30 years. Bill has the heart of a teacher and wants you to succeed. Sign up for Bill's free e-course now at PaperSourceOnline.com. That's PaperSourceOnline.com.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home.
Back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. We're back to Think Realty Radio. It's the Power Play Edition with my good friend Greg Rand from Renters Warehouse. It's the time of the show where we're answering your questions. Now, I love this part because there's so many investors, Greg, that are either looking for information, looking for that next strategy, or just as we were talking about before the break, they have been taken advantage of by those gurus that are out there selling these courses for $50,000 and then saying, let me teach you how to invest in real estate with no money because you just gave them all your money.
Because you don't have any left, right?
Exactly. So let's get to some of these questions. Really excited about it. Question number one coming from Samuel from Orange County, California. I live in SoCal and I can't seem to find a property nearby within my budget. Oh, I kind of find like I like where this question is going. I'd like to go multifamily in order to bring in more money. Should I invest out of state? This will be my first property acquisition. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so the first question I would ask Samuel is where else besides Southern California do you have some familiarity, some connection, right? Because it's true. You happen to live in a place, like I used to live in New York. You can't make a yield in New York. The taxes are too high. The prices are too high. The rents haven't kept up with the prices. It's just not going to work. And so, like for me in New York, I had a familiarity with the west coast of Florida. Why? Because my family went on vacation to Captiva and Sanibel Island when I was a kid. My parents wound up retiring to the mainland of Fort Myers down there. And so there was an anchor. Mm-hmm. So I would ask Samuel, okay, if you're from Orange County, I'm going to make a wild guess and say that maybe you have some familiarity with Vegas and Phoenix because a lot of the people from California wind up making their way in. You may have relatives who have moved someplace else. So if you can find a place where you've got some other reason to be paying attention. So like, for example, if a storm was coming into Florida, I would know that it was coming to the west coast of Florida long before I was concerned about my investments because I'd be concerned about my parents, right? Mm-hmm. So I would know that, you know, the high school burned down because of an arson fire because my parents would have told me that. I would know that some wacky guy just got, you know, elected mayor because they would tell me. So the things that could affect my investment thesis and strategy would come to my attention because I have other reasons to be paying attention. I also have other reasons to actually drive the neighborhoods when I go visit, right? So Thanksgiving would be my time to go drive the neighborhoods, eyeball my properties, maybe meet my tenants, sit down with my property manager, whatever. So the idea is that everybody has a primary market where they live, and they may have two or three or four other secondary markets that they're connected to. Maybe you went to college someplace. Mm. Maybe you went to college in Salt Lake City. And so because of that, you have an understanding and a knowledge of the market. You probably have a bunch of friends that still live there because a lot of kids stay and move where they went to college. So you set down some kind of roots in other places. That's where I would beeline. And then what I would do is I would go to renterswarehouse.com. I say this not to plug the site. I say it because we built institutional quality data and analytics and interface for everyday investors to do the same things that we've been doing for Wall Street investors for years. Mm-hmm. The same data, the same calculators, the same forecasting tools, all of it. And we built it in a video game style. I mean, it's really a fun interface to use. You can literally open up a free account. You can start loading properties in anywhere in the country that you want. All right. You just load them into your private account. You can see valuation. You can see yield and price appreciation. So the combination of that, of course, is your ROI. So you can sit here and at no charge, start doing research, start building your fantasy portfolio, zigzag around the country, but start with the places that you have that connection so that now you've got, it's like you've got an automatic surveillance built in. You're going to pay attention to that market by virtue of those other factors. And that's a way for you to get out of Southern California with your money, generate the yields you can get maybe in Utah, but still feel like you're not sort of turning a blind eye to it.
So I think out-of-state investing, especially for California investors, is really important. Like getting a yield in California, unless you just have the relationships and unless you really know where to look. Like one of my friends, Michael, he wrote a book very recently about the fact that he had to go to Fresno to find deals. Okay, well, that's awesome, but you're still paying heavy taxes and you have to make all the numbers work. It makes more sense to go check out like a Chattanooga, Tennessee or a Charlotte, North Carolina. And doing so on the platform that Greg's talking about, you go to renterswarehouse.com, you can create a portfolio and you can take a look at the market data. You want to do your research before getting into an area about whether or not that area makes sense. And then you can find properties on their platform. Or, I mean, you can also like just connect with local agents and say, hey, I'm looking for single family rentals or single family homes that are priced below.
It. Yeah, you have a conversation, right? You have a relationship. Totally. That's what the thing that we're building is a combination of an online experience with then a relationship with a real investment advisor on the ground and then a property management company all bundled into one so that you could decide to go outside your city, outside your state and have a relationship with a brand that you've got some comfort with. But the reason why it's so important is that you start online, then you jump offline, you're talking to somebody live, then that person is the same person connected with the company who's going to manage it. So there's nowhere for us to hide, right? Like if we tell you, ooh, you could buy this house, you found it on Zillow, pop it into our system, it analyzes nice, you like it, okay, well, we'll help you buy it, and you can get, you know, $1,800 a month rent.
Right.
Well, if we can't, we're the ones who have to get the $1,800 a month. So if you're disconnected, if you buy the property from a realtor and then hire a property management company, here's the way that goes. The realtor says $1,800 a month, then you buy it, then you hire the property manager. The property manager says, who told you $1,800 a month? This thing is $1,400 a month. And now what do you do? Mm-hmm. So we've intentionally closed the accountability loop so that we've got no place to hide, not that we want to. But we have to be spot on at the beginning of the process because we're the ones that 5 and 10 years down the line, if the expectations that you had are nowhere near being met, we're the ones that can be held accountable to that. And we like it that way because we have a lot of passion for real estate investors. We think that, you know, the more people that actually understand the way the asset class performs, understand the nature of yield, so income every month, and appreciation, so wealth building while you sleep, the combination of those two things makes up your ROI, and the ROI of American housing is around 10% mm-hmm. a year, every year, without breaking a sweat. And so if we, number one, can reveal the way the asset class actually performs and allow you to take a look at this town, that town, this city, that city, look at all these different fundamentals and figure out what fits your personal desires and your personal sort of intuition, but then we'll handle all the stuff that you're intimidated by. So people are intimidated by what to buy and where to buy and then how to buy and then how to manage and how to deal with tenants and how to deal with maintenance. So we said, the heck with it. Own America, my old company, did the first half. Renters Warehouse, the company who bought us, did the other half. We fit them together. And we think what's going to happen is that everyday people are going to find that the barriers to entry have just been dropped down to nothing. And when they start comparing the way this asset class performs compared to, say, Wall Street, which is a roller coaster ride, where you could get stressed out over the way that whole genre freaks out when the wind blows the wrong way.
That's right.
Housing doesn't freak out. Housing just kind of lumbers along, you know?
Yeah, and one of the benefits that you get with housing is, you know, over time, it's going to appreciate, right? It's not going anywhere. And if you buy and hold for the long term, ultimately, that's the secret to success. You have so many of these flippers right now, they're not doing that. They need to start moving their model and shifting it to include a buy and hold piece. Otherwise, they're not going to build the wealth.
They're doing that, which is cool. So, I mean, you said something really key. Flipping houses means you're buying an appreciating asset and then selling it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's that about, right? What I've learned with flippers is that when the market was really, really, really hot with a lot of foreclosures, that part of the market, the distressed property market, a lot of folks got into flipping. A lot of the snake oil courses we talked about earlier talk about that. A lot of the TV shows, but more and more folks decide they want to accumulate now.
Yep. We got to go to break. More listener questions when we come back. Check out thinkrealty.com. We have a print magazine called Think Realty Magazine. You can pick it up at Barnes & Noble. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Savvy investors make use of smart savings. Think Realty Radio listeners, you have the opportunity to save smart with Sherwin-Williams Paint. Sign up for your free Think Realty membership now and activate discounts to save up to 50% off of select Sherwin-Williams Paint. Rehabbers, investors, property managers, this is your opportunity to save big for your next project. Start saving up to 50% now. Go to thinkrealty.com/paint and then click discounts.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? RentFacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, RentFacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how RentFacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RentFactsPro.com. RentFactsPro.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
We're back to Think Realty Radio. I'm your host, Abhi Golhar. My guest today, Greg Rand from Renters Warehouse. It's the power play on Think Realty Radio. That means we're answering your questions that you've written in and talking about some market strategies and offering a little bit of that investing flair. Greg, let's get back to some of these questions here. Charlotte from Oklahoma City says, "Hey, Abhi and Greg, I love listening to your show. Awesome. We love that you're listening. I'm a complete newbie to real estate investing, and I love hearing people's personal stories. So I'd like to hear, how did you guys acquire your first 5 rental properties? Thanks."
Cool. Okay. Interesting. So
you go first. Then
I'll give you the first 2, and then you give 2, and we'll keep going until the segment winds out. My first rental property was actually My first apartment I shared with a roommate, happened to be my cousin, and I bought a house when I was 24, and then he moved in with me and he paid me rent. And so my first rental property was actually buying a single family home that I lived in, but my cousin paid me rent. Such a good cousin, aren't I?
yeah. I wonder what rent was, right? Like, here's the market rent comparables, and I'm going to charge market rent plus like $500.
He paid the same amount that he paid in the apartment, which was smaller and didn't have as much space. And so we just kept it consistent. It was funny, though, our grandfather used to tease when we would come, you know, for Thanksgiving or something like that. Our grandpa would say to me right in front of him, say, you know, I don't know why you rent to him. I don't think he's reliable to pay the rent. He's not such a good guy. I've known him for a long time. Be careful with that guy. Make sure you collect the rent and get ready to kick him out if he's late. But that was my first one. And what it enabled me to do is buy a $200,000 piece of real estate. I paid about $600 a month in my housing expense. He paid about $600. And so I was able to get in very cheap. But that property doubled in value in the 10 years that I owned it. It was really good timing. Mm-hmm. So that was my first one. And my second one was when we bought a couple of small office building properties, small, 2,000 square feet, 3,000 square feet, that the real estate company that I ran with my brothers and my mom at the time, we bought the offices that we occupied as real estate offices, which wasn't as good. It's one of the reasons why I've moved towards single family residential. And the reason was that retail real estate, retail slash office real estate, is just not hooked to population growth in the same way that residential rentals are. And so those properties did okay, but they were harder to comp. They were less liquid. And because we were paying ourselves rent, it was a good thing, except for the fact that it generated no yield because we only paid the rent that covered our expenses. And so those long-term are going to work out just fine. I've owned them for 15 years. But I kind of want to get the money out right now so I can buy more rentals. I wish I could have done that 10 years ago, but I couldn't because I owned it with partners and they didn't want to sell. So I learned the whole don't necessarily get involved with partners if you don't have to, even family, because I didn't want to force them to sell when they didn't want to because I love them. But I would have loved to have pulled the money out and I couldn't.
So your turn. My turn. My first was in Pittsburgh, Atlanta. It's a little community, really tough community. And I purchased this was 2010. And it was for me, it was a great buy. And I knew long-term it would be a good rental property. Problem is I did not expect so much crime. And like, you think Pittsburgh and you think, okay, it's going to be rough, but I'm from Detroit. Like, I've invested in Detroit, inner city neighborhoods. I can deal with a little bit of this. Oh, no. Oh, no, sir. This was a totally different type of rough, and I wasn't ready for it. So, again, I was able to rent it, and one of the biggest challenges, though, that I had was just constant property maintenance. It was always getting folks to the property, and sometimes the cops didn't want to go there. And that was my first experience in, like, really like a D-class neighborhood. It was a really bad neighborhood, crazy people, and I just wasn't ready for it. I ended up wholesaling that deal actually to an investor that was able to turn around that block or that street. It was like from one end of the street to the other, and he was able to do a really successful job. But for me, I had to get rid of it because my intentions were long-term wealth with no headaches, right? That's the personality. That's what I had defined for myself, how I wanted to win the rental game, and this didn't fit.
Let me ask you. So I'm guessing that what sucked you in there is the potential for high returns, right? Low price property. You do the math on it. It looks like the yield's going to be awesome. Maybe you got a fantastic deal on it. What pulled you into doing something that shortly thereafter you figured was actually a mismatch for your personal style?
Yeah. So it was exactly that. It was not recognizing that this property was not in alignment with what I really wanted. I did get sucked into the fact that, hey, you know, dude, this is a great deal, right? I'm going to buy this property for $32,000, $33,000 at the time. I'm going to rent it out for $600, $700 a month, which is great. And then you're telling me that in 2 years or 3 years, I can put $50,000 into it and sell it for like $150 or $160 or $170. yeah, let's make it happen. So I was jaded by the back end kind of quick flip numbers, not realizing that the time intensity would be so great in managing this rental. And so now I stick to your B-class neighborhoods, A-class neighborhoods, and I have no issues with that. More specifically, now I have property management that's not scared to go into a neighborhood.
Right, exactly. And that's and what's interesting about your example is that we talk here quite a bit about the idea of the fact that where is more important than what.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning where you buy, the research, that the energy that I put into choosing where I'm going to buy far outweighs the energy I put into picking which house I'm going to buy. I pick the spot. And then once I pick the spot based upon the shifting plates of Earth, right, the population trends, you know, I'm big into where there's a train station going. I'm big into where there's a big job expansion going on, where there's the, what we call lift, right?
Yep.
Population going in, jobs going in. And then when you get closer and closer to the actual local market, something else that gives you a little bit of an extra edge. Then once I found that piece of dirt that I want, now I find the nicest house that I can afford in that area. And a lot of people, and again, it goes back to the snake oil thing. It goes back to the flip this house. It goes back to deals, deals, deals. A lot of people focus so much on deals that where they buy becomes secondary to the deal they're going to get. And they wake up the next day and say, oh my, like I drove through the neighborhood wanting to like what I saw because of what a discount I thought I was going to get and what kind of a high return I thought I was going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot about the fact that in high crime neighborhoods, people can't wait to get out. And so they break leases and leave because something happens that scares them out of the neighborhood. You've got folks that then come in who are willing to go into that neighborhood who are not good credit tenants because they're forced to go into places that aren't safe. It's just, you know, it's a sad state of affairs for the folks that are there. But anchoring your financial future to a neighborhood that is that much kind of upside down is usually a symptom that somebody got lured and turned on by a deal that wound up being not such a great deal after all.
The same thing is happening in multifamily, right? We take a look at even multifamily near the airport in Atlanta, and there are folks buying apartment complexes right now. I think who asked the question from Orange County? Samuel, right? Sam asked the out-of-state investing question and also said, right, I want to do multifamily. Well, just because prices are lower, let's say for an example in Atlanta where I live, it doesn't necessarily mean that's a good thing. Prices relative to the location. So near the airport, we're seeing a lot of foreign buyers, a lot of people that don't know what they're doing, buying property for really low cap rates. And if you think about stability of a community, a low cap rate means generally that your community is pretty stable. A higher cap rate in terms of percentages means you're taking on a little more risk. So they were buying at 4.5-5% cap rates, which is really dangerous, especially in Atlanta. You know you're overpaying. So anyway, we got to go to break. We'll talk more about that when we come back, and we have two more listener questions to rock through. Get in touch. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. If you have any questions, then of course, grab our magazine called Think Realty Magazine at Barnes & Noble. Greg and I will be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages. Attention, real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investments saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
Don't miss the Real Estate Note event of the year. The Paper Source Note Symposium is 3 days of learning and networking with the most experienced note investors on the planet. Discover how to buy non-performing and other real estate notes. Meet keynote speaker Eddie Wilson, president of Think Realty Radio, at the Paper Source Note Symposium, April 11th through the 13th in Las Vegas. Visit PaperSourceSeminars.com right now and enter the discount code ThinkRealty for $50 off your ticket. That's PaperSourceSeminars.com.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
We're back to the show, Think Realty Nation. It's Abhi Golhar. My guest today is Greg Rand. It's the Power Play on Think Realty Radio, one of my favorite shows to do. Now, I'll tell you. And we talk about strategies, we talk about answering some questions, and before the break, we were talking about multifamily and cap rates. If you have any questions specifically about multifamily, get in touch with me, super easy. You can find me anywhere online at Abhi Golhar, or, of course, you can go to thinkrealtyradio.com. All right, next question up. Dwayne from Nashville asks, hello. Well, hello right back to you, Dwayne. I'm 31 years old, and I've got some savings, and I think I'm finally ready to get started investing. Right now, I've got about $20,000 that I can use to invest, and after everything I've gone through paying off student loans and other financial burdens, I want to try to invest in real estate debt-free. Is this possible? I've been hearing a lot about sweat equity. Can you tell me exactly what sweat equity is? Thanks, guys. So I feel like with this question, somebody followed the Dave Ramsey model here. It just kind of sounds like that way.
Yeah, banging the debt out and saving money and wanting to go debt-free and all that is very smart. Sweat equity, you can correct me if you think I'm wrong on this, but I think when people use that term in real estate, they mean going in and really finding undermarket, undervalued properties, probably because they're in bad condition. So you find something that nobody else knows about. You try to get a great deal on it. You buy it. You then fix it up yourself. That's where the sweat comes in. And you're able to manufacture equity in the property. Like if you found, use round numbers, a $100,000 house that needs $20,000 worth of work to make it in really good condition, you could probably get that for $35,000 off, right? So you could get it for $65,000. You put your $20,000 in. Now you're in for $85,000, but it's worth $100,000. So you made $15,000 in sweat equity. The question for Dwayne is, do you have a full-time job? Are you handy enough to handle that? And if this is a side hustle for you and you're willing to put the time in, that's a very, very good way to go about it. If, on the other hand, you have a full-time gig and you commute and you really don't have the time to put in the sweat equity, when I hear somebody say they've got 20 grand cash and after everything they've gone through to pay off their student loans and other financial burdens, what that tells me is they've recently cleared those debts. So whatever they were paying into those debts, whatever the monthly payments were that they were taking to knock down those financial burdens can go straight into savings, right? Like don't jack up your lifestyle just yet. Don't be like, okay, finally I'm done with the student loans and the other obligations. So now I'm going to start buying the bling, right?
Right.
Think of the real estate investment portfolio as the ultimate bling, right?
that is the ultimate bling because that bling actually buys the real bling that you really want.
Exactly. When you get checks coming in later on in life, you're like, I feel like buying bling and I'm going to use it for the checks that I got yesterday and not dip into my principal. So what I would suggest, first of all, is that putting down 50% as a down payment is kind of similar. I think Dave Ramsey would be okay with that. It's not debt free because you are taking out a mortgage. But if you're putting down half, that's pretty responsible, right? Putting down half means you have a relatively small monthly payment.
That's right.
It means that your rent is going to more than cover all your expenses, including your mortgage payment. It means that even if you do go vacant for a month or two when a tenant moves out and you have to bring a new tenant in, you're not going underwater on a monthly basis because you have a relatively small payment. You're in Tennessee. Nashville, very expensive. Mm-hmm. Go any direction from Nashville into a secondary town outside of Nashville, you're going to see prices that are going to be sub $100,000 for a nice, clean, three-bedroom, two-bath, single-family home.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were able to get from 20 to 50, 20 to 60 in savings, you could put down half, buy one of those houses. That house will cash flow nicely. And what I like about Dwayne's question is that it sounds like he sees the value in being patient. He sees the value in being responsible with the money, which means he may get real excited about accumulating a property now and then another one in 3 years. Doesn't have to go do 10 in the same year, right? The people that are trying to break the speed record on investing are the ones that get themselves into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can think to yourself, like, how old are you? How long until you want to retire? I'm going to guess that Dwayne is 30. I'm going to guess he wants to retire at 65. He's got 35 years. If he bought a house every 3 years, he'd have a bunch of property by the time he was done, and it would all be paid off. All right? So the beauty of building your tower brick by brick over time in a super responsible way so that nothing that happens can ever knock it down. You know, that's my game of doing this. Earlier we had a question from somebody who asked what were the best or the earliest investments that you made, and we kind of talked about mainly mistakes that we made. But the thing that I tilted towards after I made some early mistakes mm-hmm. was that a boring single family house in a good school district is as sexy as I need it to be.
Yeah.
Right? Because the tenants are terrific. They're happy to live there. Their kids are in the school, so they're locked in for an extended period of time. I can keep them longer. It's low maintenance, low management in terms of dealing with it. I hire Renters Warehouse to manage it for me, so it's like no maintenance for me or no management. But like my tenants, like they have family over for holidays, right? They take pride in the place even though they don't own it. So it dovetails back to the idea that sweat equity sometimes makes me think you're trying to find an outrageously good deal. And I'm more sort of interested in which outer suburb of Nashville is the great deal because the sprawl of the city is making its way there, but it hasn't gotten there yet. That's a great deal. Buy the nicest house you can in that town.
It's not about – don't make the mistake that I made, right? Don't make this mistake that I made of buying at a super not good area because you think there's going to be a lot of upside in 2 years. Buy in an area that's stable. Don't chase the appreciation, right? Chase the return. Chase the cash flow, excuse me. Appreciations overall, you can wrap
up. You mean
that
don't chase the immediate equity. Don't chase,
yes.
I'm going to buy it cheaper than it's worth today. You know, the research that we teach people how to do and that we do, that I've become a specialist in, is figuring out where progress is going, meaning where population growth is going, where businesses and jobs are going, because that's where people are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You can find the sweat equity in my world is doing the research, going to the planning board meetings, finding out, like we talked last week about how a neighborhood in a town in Houston was a dry town forever. It just got approval to serve wine, beer, and liquor in the restaurants. Now they've got restaurants. And because of the nightlife and the retail moving in, the values of properties in that town that have been suppressed are going to rise. Not everybody knows that, but you'll learn that by asking the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like to see Dwayne do, is to go start doing the research that finds you those places that are about to pop. Take your positions there, and the sweat equity is the original research that you do to discover those gems.
That's 100% right. I mean, you have to fly there. You have to get a good, comfortable feeling. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. And going back to the conversation we got from Sam with investing out of state, the only way that you're going to get comfortable with that, yes, use technology, right? Like use the Renters Warehouse platform, use the market research available, but then actually fly there and meet the people. That's how you're going to win in this game. It's not just going to be investing with a couple clicks of the button like you can on a crowdfunding site and seeing a 15% return potentially. That's not the way that you do it in this business, and that's definitely not the way that you scale this business either. So that was a good question. I like that question. That was awesome. Christine from Missouri asked, "Hey there, guys. Thanks for taking the question. First of all, a little bit about myself. I'm 33 years old, and I live right outside of St. Louis. I'm a shy person, and I consider myself to be an introvert. Well, Christine, that makes the two of us. I'm pretty uncomfortable mingling at parties and events. But in real estate, people always talk about the importance of networking and expanding your circle of industry connections. Is it possible for me to be successful in the business with an introverted personality?"
Yeah, absolutely, yes. I again, it goes back to that whole thing of having to network to expand your industry connections is all because this has been a do-it-yourself, peer-to-peer industry for all these decades, okay? Mm-hmm. And the reason it was that way is that realtors didn't focus on the housing industry as an investment. It would be so much nicer for someone like Christine to be able to make a contact with somebody who's a professional investment advisor, have a one-to-one relationship with somebody who has got a fiduciary responsibility to give her good advice, has the tools to help her, gives her tools that she can help herself, make an appointment, go into a conference room, close the door. You don't have to suck down two vodka tonics to loosen up to have the conversation. You can just go in there and build a relationship with somebody one-on-one. The world of real estate investing has changed, where all those old ways of needing to go meet somebody else who would mentor you because there was no profession. So just imagine if you were looking to invest in the stock market, but there was no E-Trade, there was no Charles Schwab, there was no Merrill Lynch, there was nobody to talk to. That's what's changed. We're one of the competitors that do that. So I want to ask Christine, when you hear this, email me, grand@renterswarehouse.com. Let me introduce you to the people in our St. Louis office who will actually sit down with you one-on-one, give you comfort, and help you execute the plan.
All right. Great advice. Great questions, Think Realty Nation. We got to go, but it doesn't mean that your journey stops here. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com, get in touch, ask your questions, learn a lot, invest, make money, and let's talk about your financial success right here on Think Realty Radio. I'll see you next time.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.